It's Wednesday, the 15th of October. Here's my daily missive for the BizNews Premium members. I'm Alec Hogg. Well, if that was a bear market, it was the shortest bear market on record. You might remember on Friday, the Wall Street insiders took panic when Donald Trump threatened a 100% levy or duty, import duty on Chinese products. He was very upset with the way the Chinese were operating with rare earths. Rare earths are, well, Peter Major says they're game changers because the world of war has transformed from what we used to know of aeroplanes and aircraft carriers and tanks and guns, big artillery, to drones. And drones which can land on your hand or be as big as a large fighter aircraft. And those drones are powered by rare earths. And who controls rare earths? China. Anyway, Donald Trump was most upset about it. He made those threats on Friday. Stock market in the US took an awful tumble. Around the world, there were concerns that a bear market had begun. We now know that most of the stocks that did take a hit on Friday have already recovered to where they were ahead of that. And it's continued today. One of our favorites, ASML, came out with financial results today. And they were good numbers, but the share price was up by 3.5% and it has been rising anyway this week. So panic averted. Let's look at the local stuff that is affecting all of us here in South Africa. And I think the best place to start is with the interview that I did this morning. It was with Hanif Hussein, a gent who I hadn't met before and had been exposed to for the very first time. In fact, I'd never actually known that he was around. But he, doing a bit of research, you can see that he's quite a veteran in the political environment and, in fact, had been a member of the New National Party until 2005, at which point in time he went across to engage with the Independent Democrats, which was the party run by Patricia de Lille. When they were then merged, he was the Secretary General, so very senior there and very involved in the merger with the Democratic Alliance. And then while de Lille fell out with the DA, Hanif stayed with them and went to Parliament. He spent 17 years as Parliament from 2007 to 2014 with the Independent Democrats, and then from 2014 to 2024 with the DA. So this guy's been around the block. He's been in politics for a long time. He was the leader of the DA in KZN in 2012, re-elected in 2015, didn't stand for election again in 2018, and he's served on some serious parliamentary committees, including, very importantly, that of the Auditor General, or focusing on the Auditor General. And he's been the shadow minister of two important portfolios in the DA side, shadow minister of Home Affairs, and that was for 5 years, from 2014 to 2019. So I presume he's had quite a lot to say with Leon Schreiber, who's now the minister of Home Affairs from the DA. And he was the shadow minister for cooperation and governance 2019 to 20. And after that, he went on to Auditor General. And he reckons that his experience in on that standing committee for looking at the Auditor General has been served him in very good stead for the work that he's going to have to do when he gets elected mayor. It's not an if, in his opinion, it's when, and that's after the next election, the local election, which is just over a year away, we believe. They can have it a little earlier than that, but you can probably count on a year. By May next year, though, you need to be registered, so you'll see that the political parties are now starting to upscale and start sensitizing their voters into how much is at stake in South Africa and in the local elections and in eThekwini or Durban. There's a huge amount at stake there. It's interesting to go back. Hanef did stand for mayor of Durban for the DA in 2016. He never got close. The DA got 61 seats and the ANC 126 seats. They're 222 in the metro. So 126 gave the ANC a very comfortable majority. But go 5 years later, and the DA held its ground, really, from 61 to 59 seats, so down a little bit. The EFF trebled its position in the eThekwini Council, went from 8 to 24, went to just about 11% of the votes in that area, and became the kingmaker because the ANC went all the way down from 126 seats to 96. Now, 222 means you've got to have, well, over 112. And if you've got 112 seats, then you control. You have the majority. The ANC at 96 was quite a long way behind that. But bring in the EFF, and they have a single member from the National Freedom Party, NFP, and they are running eThekwini. Now, the big thing here is that the EFF were smashed in the 2024 election. They went from 11% of the vote down to 2.2%, seriously, down to one-fifth. So those 24 seats, at best, if they just hold on to where they were in 2024, it'll go down to five seats, which, of course, makes it very difficult for the ANC then to have a majority. The ANC, for its part, has also tumbled in eThekwini because of poor governance. It's just got worse and worse. Ask anybody from Durban and they'll tell you. Just look at the semigration figures. And it's not surprising that when you see the numbers or the percentages that the ANC got in the 2024 election in that area, they're going to be way, way short of a majority, certainly with the EFF. And you'd have to wonder who they're going to talk to. Clearly, the big riser there is the MK party of Jacob Zuma. They did very well in the 2024 election, and it's only about a year or so to go before those who are the incumbents in Durban, unless there is a miracle, the incumbents will be turfed out. And Hanef Hussen is saying he wants the DA, he wants a majority, because the problem is no longer the ANC and the EFF. They spent forces, but the opposition or the blockage to turning around Durban, and what a story it is to turn it around. The opposition there is going to be the MK party. So we had a good talk today. It's well worth listening to it and watching that on BizNews TV. He's a guy who's been around the block many times. He's been on the stump attacking corruption. That's his game. That's his campaign promise, if you like. And he's had 4 years in Parliament on the Auditor General Committee, where he's been able to see where the bodies are buried. He's also served on the eThekwini Town Council or City Council, so he knows from that perspective as well where the bodies are buried. Now the hard work starts, and what is interesting as far as the DA is concerned is many people in the strong DA constituencies, and this is the case around the country, but particularly so in Durban, feel that, our candidate's going to win in Durban North or Umhlanga or wherever they are strong, so we don't really need to go and vote. The problem with that is that every single vote does count. We have a proportional representation system, and so those who would ordinarily vote for the DA, not going to the polls and putting it in, means that the DA loses what was a safe addition to their whole, to be able to actually get someone elected. And the numbers are quite small. You need maybe 4,000 or 5,000 votes to get another councillor. And this is something that the DA is examining and is going to be working on, you can be sure, in Durban. And that's what Hanef Hussen was telling us. He's also saying that they're going to try and get young people who come into the fold, because they know that the DA manages cities and towns much better than the ANC, and certainly MK. Haven't really had a chance yet, but there's quite a lot of doubt about what will happen there. And the younger people, they are hoping, will come in and actually participate and give Hanef more than 50%, which is what the DA is chasing. If you have a look at the metro battles as they're going to be lining up next year, we know Johannesburg. It's been very well documented. It's a basket case, but Durban is absolutely on its knees, and it will need a huge turnaround. Hanef Hussein says he's the man. Well, go and listen to the interview. You may or may not agree with him. But that's it from me for today. Look forward to being back with you tomorrow. Till then, cheerio.